The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
.com/free ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on the Don Kroah Show from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. It's the Don Kroah Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, folks, welcome to another hour of the Don Kroah Show, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. We get together, talk about stuff going on, and these days stuff is going on. Joining me right now to talk about his own reelection run for the Virginia House of Delegates, continuing to represent District 40, is Tim Hugo, a lifelong Virginian, 30-year resident of Fairfax County. In 2002, he was elected to the House of Delegates, almost 70% of the vote on that election. Currently third in leadership in the House of Delegates, serving as Majority Caucus Chairman. His website, by the way, is timhugo.com. Tim, it's an honor to welcome you to the show.
Hey, Don. Thank you for having us. Appreciate your listeners tuning in today.
I don't need to tell you and others who are in the trenches all year long on this how important this particular election is. But give us your perspective. What's at stake tomorrow, and what do you see as the critical issues?
Well, Don, here's the thing. Virginia's on the cusp. And, you know, people have talked about, oh, my goodness, we're going to become Maryland. No, we're really on the cusp. We're worried about becoming New York, New York-style politics, or California. Here's why. You know, a couple years ago, we had 66, 67 pretty conservative members out of 100. Now it's 51, 49. And the issues are before us. You know, I don't know if you follow, I'm sure you followed and did, the Kathy Tran bill on the late-term abortion, you know, abortion up to the last minute. There's issue like that every time. And I'd say, Don, don't take my word on that. Take the Virginia Chamber's word. So they did a study last year, and just in the House, we defeated $17.9 billion worth of new regulations and taxes. They would have been on hardworking families. And most of that was on party line vote. So if we lose, if I lose, I think all those taxes, regulations are going to pass. The things that impact our families are going to pass. And the Democrats, I take them at their word. One of their leaders, Alfonso Lopez, says, look, give us the majority, and in 2 days we'll change Virginia forever. And we'll do what we haven't been able to do in a generation. And that's right out of their mouth. And I take them at their word. If they get the majority, it'll take them 2 or 3 days to pass bill after bill after bill that'll impact our families and our churches and our wallets.
And if, God forbid, that corner is ever turned here in the Commonwealth, as it's happening across the country, it's almost impossible to reverse it once it's shifted, isn't it?
It's hard to turn it back. That's why I say everybody's got to get out to vote tomorrow. And, you know, go talk to, we all sometimes talk to the choir, our friends. Go talk to somebody that you're not sure quite how they vote, or maybe you know they'd vote like you, but they forget to vote half time. Just, I'm not saying go get 100 people. Go get two. Go get three. And just say, hey, come out and vote. It's important. And, you know, look, it's issues, you know, talk about churches. Just in my district, I've had, you know, my opponents bought in Kamala Harris and Alec Baldwin from Saturday Night Live and Jill Biden and Beto O'Rourke. Beto O'Rourke is, you know, the presidential candidate who talked about removing the tax exemption from churches. from churches, something that's been there for hundreds of years. I just think this is this ain't your granddaddy's Democratic Party. And I think that's what people need to realize. They really are proposing big change. And just like they are proposing in Washington, they're starting to propose it here in Virginia. And I think we've got to wake up, or we're going to regret it. And we get into January, if they have the majority, we will regret it.
Talk about two among the critical issues facing Virginia as well as other states, but Virginia seems to me facing more than its share of problems with human trafficking and with the opioid scourge. And I know those are issues you're concerned about.
They are. And, you know, I got to tell you, Don, you don't think the trafficking happens right here.
Mm.
But I met with a mom. She lives here in Fairfax. Her daughter was attacked and prostituted for a year by MS-13. And this woman, it happens in all families, good families. It happens across socioeconomics. When the police found the daughter, who was 14, the next day she was going to be sold to New York City for $3,000.
Mm.
And so, yeah, over the last number of years, I've passed about four bills fighting trafficking. Because, like I said, you just don't think it happens here, but it's happening right here in our schools. Trafficking is the number two source of income for these gangs. You know, drugs are still number one, but if you get caught with a bag of drugs, cocaine, it's a bag of cocaine. If you get caught holding a girl's hand for these traffickers, they'll tell the police, oh, it's my sister, it's my cousin, it's just a friend. But they are abusing our children. And, yeah, I've made it a felony to put a child into prostitution, a felony to put a child in pornography. We've applied the RICO laws, which usually were applied to the mafia, to these traffickers, because it's a scourge that's attacking our families. And the same thing, too, with the opioids, Don. What we've seen over the years is these opioids, you think it's just happening somewhere else, it's in your school. I guarantee you it's in every school. And we've just got to push back. Whether it's trying to help the families, trying to help the police, and making sure that these people that feed these poisons to our kids go to jail. And that's what we've done, I've done, and will continue to do. And that's why I just think people just got to wake up to what's on the ballot. I'll give you one. This is not even my race, the Commonwealth Attorney race next tomorrow. The Liberal Democrat there says, anytime a police officer uses any kind of force against somebody, you know, just protecting himself, he's going to send that police officer to a grand jury. It also says that, you know, he's not going to prosecute anything under $1,500. Well, that means you can steal as many iPhones as you want and get away with it. And I think that's I go back to what I was saying earlier. It's not your granddaddy's Democratic Party. The conservative Democrats are gone, and what's replaced them is the liberal radicalism of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and the Democrats. And I do think it's a threat to our families and our way of life, our schools, and our churches.
Couldn't be better said. I agree with you. Just a few more people getting a few more people out can make a big difference.
Well, Don, thank you for spreading the word. And thank you for what you do, you know, every day, you know, spreading the word out here. And I think God's blessing will win.
Thanks again, Tim. We'll talk again. Tim Hugo, running for re-election to the Virginia House of Delegates for the District 40 seat. He's served since 2002. We need him to remain in that post. Keep that in mind when you go to the polls. And you want to check his work out in much more detail, you can go to his website as well, timhugo.com.
Do you wish you could study and understand the Bible like your favorite author or pastor? Do you have a deep hunger for the Word of God but don't know where to begin? I've got great news. You can study all 66 books of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, in one of 8 degree programs at Dallas Theological Seminary's DC campus. DTSDC is designed for busy adults. Our hybrid model combines online lectures with on-campus sessions, so a typical class only requires 3 Saturdays per semester. So there's no need to uproot your life in order to go to seminary. Not only are we more flexible than you thought, we're also more affordable. Right now, DTS is offering a $1,000 newcomer scholarship to everyone who starts this spring. That's $1,000 towards your first class at DTS. Join us for Seminary Preview Day on Saturday, November 9th. During our preview day, you can visit a class, meet current students, and eat lunch with the faculty. If you would like to learn more about our DC campus, please visit dts.edu/WAVA.
Sight and Sound Theaters presents one of the most cherished Bible stories as it comes to life on stage.
You will give birth to a son. How can this be?
With God, all things are possible.
Travel with Mary and Joseph from Nazareth to Bethlehem in this original holiday production.
Peace for all mankind!
Discover the miracle of Christmas. Live on stage at Sight and Sound Theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
The purpose of a foundation is to bear the weight of the building, anchor it against the weather, and isolate it from ground moisture. Hebrews 6 outlines the six foundational ingredients of our faith. Without a handle on these six areas, our faith will not be able to bear up under the weight of life, resist external opposition, and the internal deterioration that comes with time. The first area listed in our spiritual foundation is repentance. People were surveyed about what the word repentance means, and most responded that repentance is simply feeling sorry about something we did or we didn't do. However, the word metanoia, which the Bible translates repent, does not describe a feeling as much as a major change of thought and attitude. You know, we've all cried crocodile tears. We weren't sorry so much for what we did as much as the consequences. We can cry for hours at the altar, but those who do not change their minds will never change anything else. Let God change your thinking and watch how He will begin to change your life. This is Dr. Derek Greer. For more, go to gracechurchva.org. And as always, live big.
Hi, I'm Chuck, founder of A-Action Home Services. We're family-owned and operated since 1976. We specialize in plumbing, electrical, and heating. When I started A-Action, my goal was to build a business with lifelong customers. How did I do this? By respecting our customers' time and great customer service. So call us today, and you too can say, problem solved. 703-922-1900. A-ActionHomeServices.com.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour, and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable, and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA. Many of us still remember quite clearly the recent occasion when Virginia's Democrat Governor Ralph Northam, he and Democrat Virginia Delegate Kathy Tran had introduced HB 2491. It's a bill called the Repeal Act. Many of you Virginians especially, I'm sure, remember it, although it, rightly so, made national news as well, sadly for all the wrong reasons. And it was a bill to repeal restrictions on third trimester abortions in Virginia all the way to 40 weeks, including killing the child during or after delivery. And, of course, they tried to defend this, well, let's call it what it is, infanticide, by saying, quote, "If a mother is in labor," this is the governor speaking, "I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother." And I guess implied the rest of that is they make a decision from that point. Do we still let this child live or not? And this is from a man who's, among other things, a trained pediatric neurologist, also an Army doctor for years. Well, joining us right now to tell us where the governor got his talking points for that shocking statement, Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. Matt, always good to have you on the show.
Good to be with you.
Again, we need to be reminded, especially in this current election cycle and on into 2020, who some of these people really are in terms of their core beliefs. So talk about this case.
Yeah, this is Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, and also it involves his lieutenant governor. Remember, his lieutenant governor got into a lot of controversy over the blackface photos, and there was a lot of calls for his resignation. Well, both of those individuals are very pro-abortion, and obviously they're parroting Planned Parenthood's talking points. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, as you mentioned, was on that radio program earlier this year in January, and he was defending this repeal act that was introduced by the Virginia delegate Kathy Tran. And it would actually have allowed abortions through all 40 weeks, the entire pregnancy up until birth. It would also have repealed a lot of other things, such as informed consent, ultrasound, waiting periods, and other requirements for doctors who perform late-term abortions. According to the governor and according to the bill, it would also provide that a child could not only be aborted up to the time of the seconds before birth, but even after the child was born. And this is the question and the response from the governor, who said, as a physician, he would have a conversation with the mother, and if the baby was born alive, if they wanted to, they would give it care and comfort. And then there would be a discussion that would be had between the doctor and the mother about what to do with the baby. Now, the discussion is, do we have the thumbs up or do we have the thumbs down? Does this baby live even though it's out of the womb? Or do we just not give any medical care to that treatment at all, and that baby simply dies there by itself? And that's the conversation. This is infanticide. Well, now we know where he got some of his talking points. Because according to the Judicial Watch public records request, there is information now from Alexis Rogers, a former policy director in the lieutenant governor's office, using a Planned Parenthood Advocates of Virginia email account, using a Planned Parenthood email account, sending talking points to the people in the governor's office, forwarding them to the Virginia Health and Human Services and other media. And some of the talking points were this. Quote, there is no such thing as an abortion up to birth. This is Planned Parenthood telling the governor how to speak to the media. They're essentially running his press office. Another is, quote, making a decision about whether to continue a pregnancy is a complex and personal decision. Politicians have no place in this process, close quote. Here's another one. And this is, they're telling the governor to say this, quote, as a physician, I know how important it is to trust my patients and for my patients to trust me. And there's more. And there's also information that came to light from NARAL, the National Abortion Rights Action League, NARAL Pro-Choice Virginia. They also were providing talking points to Governor Northam, telling him what to say and how to address issues. They actually invited him to a NARAL Pro-Choice Virginia event because they wanted to push some pro-abortion bills. And he was invited to speak, and they gave him talking points, including, quote, tricky Q&A, close quote. These are talking points giving him the advice on how to message this radical pro-abortion message. So what it shows is that Planned Parenthood, NARAL, the most radical of the radical abortion advocates, were giving the governor and the lieutenant governor talking points and the media of how they should address this issue, and they were simply parroting Planned Parenthood, and NARAL. You know, these politicians are in the back pocket of Planned Parenthood. They're funded by Planned Parenthood. They're literally carrying out the agenda of Planned Parenthood. And as you see from these talking points, Planned Parenthood has no interest in the women, no interest in the child. They are just a bloodthirsty machine that makes money off of killing children. And as we know now in the Sandra Merritt case that we're litigating right now in San Francisco as we speak, even harvesting baby body parts, some of which are from live, intact babies. This is Planned Parenthood, and it's pulling the strings, almost like a mannequin, of the governor and the lieutenant governor essentially running their press office on this radical death infanticide agenda.
And I know thinking Americans, everyday average Americans, are saying, how did we get to this point? How did we possibly get to the point where a governor of a leading state of the United States is willing to come out so blatantly in support of killing the unborn? And, of course, he's only one of a number now. We know what New York has set as a pace, as, or as a model, if you will, as well. More to the point, from your perspective, I know studying culture, as you have for many years, and working as an attorney and much more, where is this coming from, and how have we gotten to this point?
Well, the simple answer is going back to the founders, George Washington, John Adams, many others. They said that the pillars that undergird our republic, the limited government, lots of personal individual freedom, they only work with a Judeo-Christian foundation, a Christian worldview, a Judeo-Christian ethic. The people have to be moral, and they have to be self-restrained. And where do they get that? Religion. George Washington said the twin pillars are religion and morality. And even Adams said our Constitution's made only for a moral and a religious people. It is inadequate for the government of any other. And Washington said that if you labor, you work to undermine these twin pillars, morality, which comes from Judeo-Christian teachings and understandings of the Scripture, and the religion, obviously, which gives the foundation that when he's talking about religion, he's talking about Christianity, Judeo-Christian principles. If you work to undermine those, you're not a patriot. You are anti-American, and those are the pillars of America, and those are the pillars that are under attack. It's radical secularism, and you see it manifested in this death agenda to the point where they're even celebrating, as in New York, the killing of innocent children even after they are born, celebrating. And Governor Northam in Virginia wanted to mimic. He wanted to do exactly what New York has done. And fortunately, that repeal act did not pass. But this is the mentality. And so here it comes back to, how do these people get into office? Well, they got voted into office. And so your vote makes a difference. There are consequences to voting or not voting. And these people don't just walk into office. They get there because obviously these moral foundations are under attack. People's worldview changes. But you know what? If people who expressed faith in Jesus Christ, who have Judeo-Christian values, took voting seriously, that this is an act of obedience, it is an opportunity, and we are appointing an agent to actually work and act on our behalf, and that agent, what he or she does, is attributed to us by our votes or by our non-votes. We need to take voting seriously. And there's enough people that have Judeo-Christian values who are believers, who believe in moral values, who believe in the founding principles of this country, that they could change every election if they took it seriously and got out and vote. The only reason why you have Governor Northam parroting Planned Parenthood and NARAL is because he got voted in. And on the other hand, he gets voted in because good people don't necessarily take voting seriously. So it's a real wake-up call and a challenge for us. Every time there's an opportunity to cast our vote, we are appointing an agent to actually work and operate on our behalf. And we need to take it seriously in terms of who we select, but also we don't want to be silent because that means someone else who doesn't share our worldview will appoint the agent to work and act on our behalf. So we have to take it seriously and put good men and women in office.
As a matter of fact, next hour, top of next hour, folks, we are going to pursue that very thought further. We're going to be talking with Dr. Richard Land about just that, voting the Christian's duty. And we really do get the kind of government we deserve when we stay home and don't bother to vote for one reason or another. And there is no good reason, in my view, not to vote. There are options for us. Really, as you've so well described, I've said it often, Matt, on this show, we as nations or as individuals, we really are the product of our theology one way or another, aren't we?
We really are. And, voting is not this nasty political process. Sometimes you think of that because you think of politicians. But voting is the ability, the freedom to be able to appoint an agent to carry out biblical godly principles to act in accordance with Judeo-Christian values, which means to protect this innocent child who's being torn apart and parts of the body are being sold for profit. That's our opportunity. That's our privilege. Indeed, that's our Christian duty.
I was reminded, I reminded our listeners last week of the purple fingers in Iraq. Remember when the Iraqi Iraqi citizens actually risked their lives in many cases to have a permanent dye in the form of purple ink on their finger to show they'd voted.
Yeah, you lose anything, whether it's voting or you lose the right for anything, and you realize how precious it is. And so sometimes we take it for granted. You know, I remember growing up in Florida, I saw the space shuttle go up all the time, and eventually it becomes just like an old, you know, normal routine until we have that tragedy of the space shuttle exploding, and you realize how precious of an opportunity and how precious of a moment that is. And so voting is even, you can't even compare it. It's a great opportunity and something we need to take with prayer and serious consideration and vote whenever we have a chance and vote Judeo-Christian Christian values.
Thanks, Matt. Talk again soon.
Thanks.
Matt Staver, founder, chairman, Liberty Council, lc.org, libertycouncil.com. You want to check out that column that we referenced briefly, Planned Parenthood gave the Virginia governor infanticide talking points. You can find that at lc.org.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's RADIO to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
It's never easy to be homeless, but when you add in Thanksgiving and the uncertainty of a meal, it's even worse. But when someone like Cindy comes to Central Union Mission, it can all be taken away.
Out here, I'm losing my faith. But during the holidays, you know, they say how we're appreciated. And I say, no, you guys are the blessings.
So make sure Thanksgiving meals are available at Central Union Mission by giving a gift today at missiondc.org. Don't forget the mission in your CFC contributions.
Can Action Can, the men from Action Can, call A-Action today.
Do you have a leaky faucet, a running toilet, lights that don't work, or worse yet, a heating and air conditioning system that's been ignored for years? It's time to take some action and go to aactionhomeservices.com. Licensed in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
A-Action Home Services.
traffic report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Crash on the GW Parkway that had all your southbound lanes shut down at 123 is cleared, but expect some pretty heavy delays as you make your way from the Beltway to get past 123. On the northbound side, you're jammed up on the GW Parkway from Turkey Run Park towards the Beltway. In Silver Spring, we've got a disabled vehicle on the inner loop of the Beltway that's sitting in your left lane right at Georgia Avenue within the already existing delays from Old Georgetown Road to New Hampshire Avenue. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, and zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. I'm Christy Needs with traffic on WAVA.
Pretty clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 39 to 43. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 59. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows ranging from 37 outside the Beltway to 43 in the district. Thursday, some sunshine, could be with a clouds, high 62. There'll be a few showers Thursday night, low 41. Friday, partly sunny, brisk and colder, high just 47. With the Yankee weather forecast, I'm Bob Larson.
America is experiencing increasing turmoil and polarization. The gap between the left and the right is becoming ever larger. But ironically, there is little clarity about the definition of the philosophies and beliefs on either side. The left preys upon the emotions of the young and those who can be manipulated into believing they're victims of the American way. The right attempts to persuade with proven traditions, but appears callous and out of touch. Moreover, the left has effectively vilified the motives of those who seek to conserve the ideas and practices that made America the greatest nation in history. Bottom line, in all of this confusion, the left is winning and our country is suffering. But there is a way out. Those words describe a powerful new book just released titled Conservative, Knowing What to Keep, co-authored by former U.S. Congressman and Senator Jim DeMint and policy expert and author Rachel Bovard, with the foreword written by Congressman Jim Jordan. Strong endorsements by others to this. Senator DeMint, it's an honor to welcome you to WAVA and the show. Thank you for joining me.
Well, Don, thank you for having me. I'm honored to be on your show. I appreciated the chance to listen to your last guest, because we can really pick up on that with this idea of knowing what to keep. When you look at Judeo-Christian values, it's one of the first things that we talk about. And most people don't know that the father of conservatism, Russell Kirk, believed that a belief in a transcendent order was essential to live as a free people and to be a conservative. And the first couple of chapters of our book are keeping our covenants and keeping our faith. And so, Don, our motivation is we're in a clash of worldviews, and as you read, most people don't even know what the issues are about or what the fight is about.
And I've often said it, it's an old saying we all know, nature really does abhor a vacuum of any sort, and when it comes to political ideology, it's the same. Something is going to become the core value and ideology of any nation. Historically, ours has been conservatism, and because that has been so compromised and watered down, other things are rushing in. Would you agree?
No question about it. And we need to fill that void with something that means more to people than just a political philosophy. I mean, what we're talking about are ideas that make life worth living, that make life better for everyone. And in our book, the whole first half of it is about the things that we need to keep in order to have a better life and a freer nation. The second part of the book is about the left. What is their real motivation? Why do they want to tear down those things that we know work, that we can prove work? And my hope is that people of faith around the country, everyone who calls themselves conservative, will take the time to read this book and understand what's at stake and how we can make a difference in this fight. Part of it's politics, but a lot of it is just what we do in our lives in civil society.
Now, you've worked inside the Beltway for a long time, given many years of service to this nation, but I suspect that now the radical changes we're seeing, and so swift, I might add, is that what has motivated you and Rachel to write this particular book at this time?
Yes, it has, exactly, because folks are beginning to talk about the polarization more, and it's not just people polarized because one is a Republican or a Democrat. There is a real difference in worldview. It's a freedom of individual versus the power of the state. And so much of what the left wants to do, as we've seen with tyrants throughout history, is destroy the whole faith aspect of a society, because you can't have two masters, and they seem to understand it better than we do. They want the government, in effect, to be what we look towards to keep us safe, to protect us, and to provide for us. But the centralization of power is an elitist idea, because you've got this people in this country and around the world who really want to control others for their own benefit.
And is it because also, is this the reason behind also the tearing down of the symbols of our history, statues and other things that remind us of our past? And the agenda is to simply obliterate that and replace it with some new thing.
Exactly. They want to throw everything out. Traditions, keeping our traditions is one of our chapters. Not that all traditions are perfect, but the family structure, marriage, the community, going to church. The left wants to vilify that and make it racist or bigoted, and so that you don't really have anywhere to turn that means something to you. I'm in the middle of it, and you're pretty close yourself, but we're in a fight with some people that, sometimes I think I could really call evil, although everyone on the left is not that way. Many have very good intentions, but they think the only way to have justice and equality is for the government to control things.
We're going to come back with more talking with Senator Jim DeMint. He and Rachel Bovart have written a powerful book. In fact, it's no small thing to have an endorsement like Mark Levin saying a much needed force to unite Americans with positive ideas. And there are other strong endorsements as well. We'll talk more about it in a moment. Stay with us.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks barely budged today, but both the Dow Industrials and NASDAQ Composite added to yesterday's closing highs. In today's session, the Dow edged up 30 points, the NASDAQ Composite rose a point and a half, the S&P 500, though, lost 3 points. Oil prices rose for a third straight session. December crude gained another 1.2%, settling at $57.23 a barrel. Tough times for Chesapeake Energy. The Oklahoma City-based oil and gas company not only reported disappointing revenue and production numbers for the latest quarter, it also said that if oil and natural gas prices remain low, it has substantial doubt over whether it'll be able to continue operations. One of the day's most actively traded stocks, shares of Chesapeake Energy plunged 18%. Another of the day's big decliners, Shake Shack. While the casual dining chain late yesterday posted slightly better than expected quarterly earnings and revenue, its same-store sales growth of 2% was shy of analyst estimates. Shares of Shake Shack today tumbled 20%. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently.
They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850.
Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it.
You cut it. It's your own, real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
America is on the road to tyranny and socialism, and only a national return to transcendent values and proven traditions will bring us back to freedom and prosperity. That is one of the underlying themes of a great book by my guest this hour, former Senator Jim DeMint, and also his co-author, Rachel Bovard, who is a policy expert. And it's, as I say, has some great endorsements. I like Charlie Kirk's endorsement. He's founder and president of Turning Point USA. And he says, Jim DeMint is the dean of the conservative movement. Rachel Bovard is the valedictorian. Conservative is their graduate thesis. That's a great endorsement. And Senator, talk, if you would, about the three big misconceptions, I think you call them, that conservatives about conservatives that our young people are being taught, and of course they're the product of what they're being fed in our schools.
Well, you hear a lot that conservatism is old-fashioned or bigoted or racist, hateful. Those are words we hear all over the country that we're resistant to change. But what we want to do is change based on the knowledge of the past. In business, we call it best practices or continuous quality improvement, where you're always trying to identify those things that are working, make them better to create a better future. And that's what conservatism is. It's really the art of identifying all of those things that work and figuring out how to build on them to create a better future for everyone. And we've got enough data now, John, that just it's absolutely sure that the things that we talk about in this book, they work. And the things that the left do, and we go through this a lot, whether it's education or health care or just what they're doing with the family and the culture, it doesn't work. It doesn't help people. It doesn't help poor people. It doesn't help minorities. And in fact, we make a very good point in the book of keeping our differences, that the conservatives are the ones who really are the ones who want to promote and celebrate differences. That's one of the things that Russell Kirk talked about. And Don, a big part of what we try to do, Rachel and I, is bring a lot of these principles from the 1950s forward in a way that millennials and young people and every American can make sense of today.
Well, is it true, I've heard it quoted, read it quoted several times, that until LBJ gave us the Great Society and all of that, really welfare dependence was on a downward spiral compared to where we are today. Is that true?
That is true. I mean, FDR started some things after the war when America was really vulnerable for the government to do more. But LBJ really brought in this Great Society idea. And since then, the Democrats have really built a party around creating dependency. And dependency on government is not freedom. And it doesn't work. It steals people's dignity and doesn't give them a chance to make a life for themselves. So we don't deny that people have problems, but we know the ways that you can help people come out of poverty, get their own health care, build a better life. But the solution is not to trap more and more Americans in dependency on government and then manipulating them at election time.
You also, you and Rachel, state that property rights are not optional. They are essential to liberty. Talk about why it is really the antidote to government tyranny.
Well, it's if you don't own it, if individuals cannot own property, then the only owner is going to be the government. Yeah. And part of what property ownership does, I mean, certainly it creates incentives for people to work harder, improve their property, whether it be a home or a business location. But it offsets the power of government, and it keeps the wealth in private hands rather than the central hands. And since government can operate by force, our founders understood we needed to keep as much power as we could out of the hands, particularly of the federal government.
And it really gives a backdrop explanation to why President Obama said the unthinkable, in my view, while he was in office, and that is whatever's out there, you didn't build it, you know. And
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. The assumption is that the government is the only one who can help you build that wealth, which is not true at all. And so you could look at a lot of what Obama said with, very nice words. But he was very much, in my mind, a socialist and a central government person. And it's one of the reasons the left is apoplectic about Donald Trump. They had centralized power in Washington and in the executive branch for years. And then this guy out of nowhere came and hijacked it. And he's trying to deregulate. He's trying to push things back to the states. And so it's not that they just don't like his personality. I mean, they don't want someone to take away all the central power that they've accumulated in Washington.
One more break. We'll come back. Far too short a visit, but certainly I hope it's whetted your appetite already to get some copies of this book. You know, we're coming into the Christmas season. What a great gift to your friends or even beforehand. Conservative, knowing what to keep. We'll come back and talk a bit more about it with Senator Jim DeMint in just a moment.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's RADIO to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Were you promised your home would sell, it didn't, and your agent disappeared? You're not alone. 42% of houses currently on the market will not sell. I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. We just helped 7 home sellers in the Metro DC area sell their house even when it didn't sell the first time. Call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
We've helped over 100 listeners sell their house for top dollar. Listen to what they have to say.
We had a property that we had rented it out. We were selling our property in the wintertime. We actually sold our house 5 days after it went on the market. It was approximately $5,000 over the asking price. If we ever sold the house that we're in now, The first person we would call would be Christy Moore.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Do you wish you could study and understand the Bible like your favorite author or pastor? Do you have a deep hunger for the Word of God but don't know where to begin? I've got great news. You can study all 66 books of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, in one of 8 degree programs at Dallas Theological Seminary's DC campus. DTSDC is designed for busy adults. Our hybrid model combines online lectures with on-campus sessions, so a typical class only requires 3 Saturdays per semester. So there's no need to uproot your life in order to go to seminary. Not only are we more flexible than you thought, we're
were also more affordable. Right now, DTS is offering a $1,000 newcomer scholarship to everyone who starts this spring. That's $1,000 towards your first class at DTS. Join us for Seminary Preview Day on Saturday, November 9th. During our preview day, you can visit a class, meet current students, and eat lunch with the faculty. If you would like to learn more about our DC campus, please visit dts.edu/WAVA.
Sight and Sound Theaters presents one of the most cherished Bible stories as it comes to life on stage.
You will give birth to a son. How can this be?
With God, all things are possible.
Travel with Mary and Joseph from Nazareth to Bethlehem in this original holiday production.
Peace for all mankind!
Discover the miracle of Christmas. Live on stage at Sight and Sound Theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
A couple of more minutes about a great book, Conservative, Knowing What to Keep, written by former U.S. Congressman and Senator Jim DeMint and policy expert and author Rachel Bovard. And, Senator, in this last couple of minutes, there's so many more things that would merit our attention if we had time. But I was thinking, historically, although diversity, of course, has never been perfect in this country in our attitudes toward each other, in recent times, it seems to be it's been weaponized. And you're saying that diversity really is a means by which we can create unity and celebrate our differences. Am I right?
We really can if we're free to be different. When you try to make us the same or to believe the same things and send people to the same school, they have to learn the same thing and have the same retirement program and health care. That's what the left is trying to do. They put us into groups and foment mistrust against each other and then tell us the government is the only way who can protect us from each other. But they're the most intolerant people that you'll ever meet. A true conservative and certainly people of faith should recognize that we're all different. And the freedom, a big part of freedom is allowing people to be different. And if everybody on the street I live on is different, believes different things, votes different way, as long as we can live the way we want, then we can live together in unity. But all this tension in this country is coming from the idea that if you can get 51% of the vote, that you can force your ideas on everyone else in the country. But one of our chapters is about keeping federalism, and that's because the states should be able to make a lot of these decisions without the federal government.
You also point to abortion as what you call the great unequalizer. Talk about that and why your own faith isn't the only factor that leads you to this conclusion.
No, if you look at why Planned Parenthood was started, and people don't like to accept that, but it was started to minimize some minorities in our country, and it's still most of the large percentage of the abortions are in the African-American communities where Planned Parenthood is located. But we need to respect life, because if we don't do that, what else are we going to really value in our lives? So whether you're a believer or a Christian or whatever, certainly civilization should protect our most vulnerable people.
How important in this battle of conservatism versus progressive, how important is school choice, and why do the progressives push back on it so hard?
To me, I don't know how we can have a nation that's free if the government runs our education. I think it is the most important thing that we can do. A number of states have started what are called education savings accounts or scholarship accounts, where the money follows the students. No strings attached. Churches can have a school, and you can bring public money there, parochial, private, homeschool. It makes so much sense that because most Americans would want their children raised in a religious and moral environment if they had the choice. So I think education choice is one of the most important things we could do. The federal government doesn't have to do it. They just need to let it go and let states do what they want to do with it. And about 15 states already have these education savings accounts.
Mm. Last quick question. We're in the middle of election day right here in Virginia now, as you know, local and state. You say the real opportunities for change are at this level, state level. That's how we keep the republic. Elaborate on that for about 35 seconds or so.
Well, our country wasn't set up to be a national democracy. It was set up to be a republic. of largely independent and autonomous states that united together for our mutual protection and just commerce. But if we try to do everything in Washington, we lose all of that. And that's what the Electoral College is about and other things, is empowering states so that states can make their own decision and people can live differently if they want to.
Great to talk with you. Thank you, Senator, so much for writing the book, you and Rachel. Thanks for the chance to talk about it. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Don.
Again, Senator Jim DeMint, the book is titled Conservative, Knowing What to Keep. And I highly recommend you get some copies, share them with others as well.
A-Action Home Services, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily, 703-922-1900.
Everyone deserves a good story. That's why Family Fiction is devoted to compiling and celebrating Christian stories of all kinds with a newsletter, digital magazine, and updates. Find it all at familyfiction.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1, Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.